This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're going to find out now here on RNIB Connect Radio all about an exhibition where the artist's works are only available to be viewed and explored by everyone through audio description with Ensemble at the APT Gallery, Deptford in South London. Joining me now are the two curators of Ensemble, Hetty James and Stephanie Farmer. Hello and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Hetty and Stephanie.
Hello. Hi.
This is a very unique exhibition, as the artists' works that are on display are only available to be viewed and explored through audio description, with none of the actual works of art being there in the gallery spaces itself, just the white walls, grey floors and seating for people to really immerse themselves in the audio description. So, Hetty and Stephanie, where did the idea for Ensemble come about? And I believe as curators, you haven't even seen the works of art yourselves.
No, we haven't. Well, it's been a long journey for both of us. And it partly came from an interest in oral history, you know, the passing on of artworks and experience through audio and voice. And we wanted to work with APT Gallery in Deptford on this because it's a studio complex as well as a gallery. So there's a sort of rich legacy there of stories and artists' voices, you know, with many artists having studios there for a long time.
As you say, you know, sort of it came through sort of you wanting to explore it through audio and to pass on sort of, I suppose, stories and experiences of artwork. I mean, why did you sort of, I suppose, in a way, not want to have the artist work there?
Well, you know, it partly came from this sort of idea we had, or, you know, real belief that accessibility was something that should be, you know, that we considered from the start and not as an add-on.
The exhibition Ensemble explores audio description as a collaborative art form and accessibility communication tool too. And not having the works of art there on display in the gallery spaces and making the audio description very much the only way for people to explore and experience the works of art. You and the artist worked with audio describer Anne Hornsby for Mind's Eye Audio Description. How was that process for both you and the artist working with Anne on the descriptions, as the artists have voiced their descriptions too?
Well, we first started out the sort of lead up to the exhibition with a training day with Anne Hornsby and the six artists, where they were taken through the basics of how to write audio description and how audio description can benefit audiences. From that, artists then went away and wrote a draft audio description that then everyone brought together in a group Zoom, which was led by Anne Hornsby herself. And here, all of the artists were able to read out their ADs and then get feedback from the other artists. So in this sense, people are able to ask questions about what maybe areas that they didn't quite understand or areas that they found particularly interesting. And so from that, already sort of this collaborative process was already beginning to form. Anne obviously is very, very experienced, and she was kind of leading the artists to think about other things that potentially hadn't been already covered, or probing about colour choice or smell, touch, these other senses that can really sort of help create a much more engaging audio description. Then the artists went away again, continued to develop their ADs, and then we finally had our audio description recording day where they were said out loud. And it was like through this process of writing and speaking is like a really interesting area where audio description kind of develops in these sort of alternate ways. As the text is written, when it is then sort of spoken, new things are brought out,
And I suppose, you know, sort of in a way for both the artists and yourselves as curators, in a way, working with Anne and thinking about description and how a work of art is audio described and made accessible to blind and partially sighted people in a sort of a funny way opened up your eyes to the works of art as well.
Absolutely. And I would say that it was a really sort of different and special process for each artist and for each work, you know, and all the work in the show is so very different and needed a different kind of description in each case.
Would you both be able to give me an idea of a few examples of some of the work that is on display in Ensemble? And, you know, because you know, I suppose just from the artist information, as, you know, people when they experience the work of art through the audio description might have different impressions of the work of art from the audio description in their sort of, I suppose, their mind's eye, as one might say. But, you know, from the information that you've had from the artist, would you be able to just give me a sort of, you know, a couple of examples of the work that's on display?
Yep. So the work is all quite different. So we've got Louise Ashcroft is doing a description of a video of a performance. Aaron McPeak is describing a sonic sculpture. Cash Aspeak is doing a kind of textiles piece. So within that, you know, some people are focusing on textures, form, shape, whereas other artists are focusing on touch, sound, smell.
Yeah, well, also contextual elements. You know, so some artists are, I mean, you know, are very interested in the titles of their work, or, you know, thoughts around that, and also thoughts around exhibition making and kind of the positioning of the work more than others.
What I would say is, because the artworks chosen by one of our sort of conditions of the artworks that the artist chose were that it could never have been exhibited before and it won't ever be exhibited in the future. And because of this sort of restraint, a lot of artists have picked very personal works that are important to their practice, but that potentially are so personal that they were difficult to exhibit. So the audio descriptions feel, from the artists, feel very personal and moving. And you can really sort of understand their perspective of the work and how that, and what is important to that artwork, because it's coming from the artist's voice. Whereas from collective agency, there's a lot more questioning. How might we be viewing this? Is it this or is it this? So there's this sort of dual perspective of each of the artworks where you get a very personal and solid description and more opening and questioning description.
And how will people be sort of able to listen to the audio descriptions? Is it something where people sit down and listen to it being delivered in the gallery space, or is it on headphones where people can get really sort of immersed in the audio description and the artwork?
You'll come into the space and the audio will be there, so that there aren't headphones. There's going to be a kind of range of sort of different seating options, you know, different ways to be in the space. And there'll be a sort of central white box that will provide a sort of a focus within the space.
And as well as the exhibition, you're running a series of workshops for people to join in, which of course will be available to blind and partially sighted people as well as everyone. Would you be able to outline what might be happening in the workshops?
Yep. So we've got 5 workshops in total spanning across the month of May. 2 of the workshops will be led by Collective Agency, who are also doing part of the descriptions in the artworks that will be exhibited. Their workshop will be looking at the collaborative process of creating AD and giving audiences skills so that they can potentially go away and make their own ADs or think about ADs when they visit other gallery spaces or other exhibitions.
And what would you both like people to come away with from experiencing Ensemble, and maybe in a way how you see the exhibition and workshops developing and pushing audio descriptions of art in the future for blind and partially sighted people and everyone too?
We want to make audio description more mainstream, you know, within all types of galleries and art institutions, and also thinking about schools and universities. And, you know, we want to encourage more people to engage and create AD, and, you know, just to create an exhibition that sort of challenges audiences to experience artworks with their minds.
Our hope is that obviously the artists that are involved, who have now got these great skills, will continue to do that in their art practice and with their artworks. And from, if we get artists involved in, you know, seeing AD as this art form in its own right, then it will become something that is more mainstream in museums and galleries, because we really feel like it will help engage all audiences. It's not just this accessible tool. It really adds to an art piece, adds to the experience of going to an exhibition. We also hope that our exhibition in the future will potentially go on tour and be exhibited in multiple different spaces.
Well, Ensemble will be on at the APT Gallery in Deptford, South London, from the 2nd to the 26th of May 2024. And where can people go to find out more about the exhibition and the workshops?
You can find out more on the Ensemble webpage on the APT website at www.aptstudios.org/exhibitions2324ensemble. And you can also email APT Studios if you have any questions at info@aptstudios.org.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Hetty and Stephanie, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and giving me and listeners an insight into what sounds like an amazing exhibition with Ensemble.
Lovely. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.